Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We are back here. This is the first Sunday of the year. How about that? So we like to start off a better way by wishing everybody a happy New Year's and a good New Year's to come. We like that. Okay. Well, as usual, we always start off our show with love. We're not talking about love today, but we always start off our show with love because we feel as though that love is very important and that, been a long day, and that we need to learn how to love each other because that's the biggest problem. If we can't love each other, how can we work together, okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're going to commit some kind of act, right, make sure it makes the other person feel good before you commit the act. This is where you're loving people all day long, you know, not just when you feel like it, but because it's what we should be doing. We should be loving each other every day, you know. Yeah, if you're going to commit an act that's not going to make somebody feel good, you got to really think about that act and think about what you're doing, you know? Because the heart has a neural net. And the heart actually communicates, with the brain. So you have to be careful what you're doing when it comes to people's emotions and feelings and stuff, because it can create a real problem. And we don't want to do that. We want to learn how to love each other because love is the key. Now, think about it. If you don't know how to love each other, you can't have meetings together. You can't have groups together. You can't be in church together. You can't go to a club. You can't do anything together. Your family structure falls apart. Love is the key to the whole thing. And all you have to do is recognize that our natural culture is reap what you sow. There's two cultures. Reap what you sow, okay, and dog eat dog. Survival of the fittest, where everybody competing all the time. The culture that we're under right now is dog eat dog, survival of the fittest. This is why we're having so much trouble. Okay. Under our culture, coming from, I'm talking about the black culture, going all the way back millions of years, our culture was reap what you sow, okay? And we knew that love was the act to make others feel good. Because if you're making other people feel good, then they make you feel good. We were having a feel-good day all day long, and it works, okay? So raise your children under that particular culture and get them out of dog-eat-dog culture. But you got to teach them the dog-eat-dog culture because they coming up against some real big dogs out there, you know? And they got to learn how to survive without getting all bit up, you know, without getting eaten alive. Because the big dogs will eat you alive out there if you're not ready for them, okay? So you got to teach them the difference between the two cultures. And if you mostly deal with the culture, read what you saw around your house, then your children will get along better. They'll love each other because they're not pushing each other's buttons to piss each other off and all that kind of stuff. So it actually works. Okay. Now, the topic for today is health. We're into health. It's the health day today. So now the question I'm asking everybody, the first question I always ask on health day is, why are you eating? So you got to think about that. What do you mean, why I'm eating? You know, I eat so I can live, I eat so I can survive. Well, you know, you can eat a trash can to survive. Okay, you can go pick through the garbage and all that and still survive, you know. That's why you shouldn't be eating to survive. You're supposed to be eating for longevity. The normal lifespan, and now you're going to say, man, this nigga is out of his mind. The normal lifespan, okay, of the human being is 1,000 years, or 999 years, okay? That's the normal lifespan of a human being. And we clocking out at 60, 70, 80, 90, and we live to be 100-something. Oh, boy, we're rejoicing. This guy lives to be 100-something years old. But the body, okay? It's a perpetual motion machine. That's what it is. And if you feed it the right energy, your cells regenerate every 7 years, every cell in the body regenerates. So why are we dying? Okay? If you eat right, you can make defective cells or perfect cells. The body is designed to make the perfect cells. Think about it. Your immune system is in the belly. You know what I mean? So there's no reason why we should be have cancer and lupus and all these diseases that's out there. We shouldn't have this stuff because of one thing. We're not eating for the right reason, okay? And if you're not eating for the right reason, then you're going to eat the wrong stuff, thinking it's for a particular reason that's going to help you, but all it does is have the doctors sharpening their knives waiting to cut you up. Slice some of you off, you know what I mean? Oh, you got cancer, we can cut that out. Oh, we got cancer, take the breast off, take this off, cut this off. Oh, there's cancer in the arm, cut the arm off, you know? They're just sitting there waiting for, looking like Dracula. Oh, my goodness. Looking like vampire. We can't wait to start chopping, you know what I mean? They need to nickname them Frankenstein. Because that's what Frankenstein was. Well, Frankenstein was about a little more than that. He was a thief running around stealing body parts, but that's what they're doing now. You know, you got to be careful when you sign that little organ donor. You know what I mean? You got to be sure when you go in the hospital that you tell that doctor, yo, man, resuscitate me. Because they can put a thing where you say, don't resuscitate you. So they can knock you off if they want you. They say, don't resuscitate. We need a liver for three people of the 1%. We need livers, kidneys. We need all kinds of organs. They be chopping you up, selling that stuff off. You know what I mean? You got to be careful what you're doing. Be careful how you eat. Now, let's get into the right frame of mind of how we're supposed to be eating. All right? Now, you're supposed to be eating to regenerate the cells that keep the body in perfect mode. How do you do that? The body requires a certain amount of minerals and nutrients every day to eat. Now, I'm quiet as a cat. I'm going to put this out there because it seems like some people don't know this. The body does not fast. Hello? I'm going to say that again. The body does not fast. It's going to eat something, okay? And when you're not eating, the body is eating what? It's eating you. Why do you think you lose all that weight when you stop eating? Because the body is hungry. It's going to eat something. You know? It's going to eat you until there ain't no more to eat, and then you're going to die. That's what's going on. So the body does not fast, okay? If you're fasting, it should only be to lose weight if you're overweight. If you're fasting, it should be only to lose weight, period, okay? I'm telling you now, the body don't fast. It's going to eat something. So if you got a normal weight and your weight is good, don't be fat. You don't have to fast, okay? Don't fast, you know? If you want to get on a one-meal-a-day diet, that's fine. That'll work. But you have to be careful of why you're eating, okay? Now, let's talk about why you're eating. You're eating to make that perfect cell. Think about it. Let's go to the cake methodology or the cake thought process, okay? Put a cake in the oven. You put the oven at 300 and from 375 to 400 degrees, right? You put all the ingredients together. Mix it up real good. You taste it. Before you put it in, it tastes real good. You know, doesn't want to come and lick the bowl. You put that cake in the oven. And in 45 minutes to an hour, that cake comes out perfect, nice and brown on top. It rose just where it's supposed to rose. Why? Because you had all of the ingredients in the cake when you put it in the oven, right? Think about this. Your stomach is an oven, 98.67 degrees, depends on who you are. Mine's never 98.6 degrees, but depends on who you are, okay? Your stomach is the oven, right? What does this oven is designed to do what? It's designed to regenerate perfect cells over a 7 year period, okay? That's what the belly is designed for, all right? But in order for the belly to make that perfect cell, you have to put all of the ingredients in, stir it up, and put it in the belly at the same time. I'll say that again. You got to put the ingredients in at the same time. You can't put part of the ingredients in the morning, part of the ingredients in the afternoon, and part of the ingredients in the evening. That 3-meal-a-day diet is crazy, okay? This is why the doctors are sharpening their knives. You know, doctors don't live no longer than you, you know? How many doctors you know that's 120 years old? I don't think you know none, you know? They dying as fast as you dying because they're telling you what they know and they don't know, okay? Because if they knew better, they would do better, all right? So we're putting this out now so that those who are listening can do better, all right? Now, I'm on what I call an age reduction diet. My gray hair is turning black, you know? I have an energy to run around and do what I got to do, all right? And I'm actually, the age is actually retrogressive. I'm not getting older as fast. That's because I go off the diet a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I do go off the diet a little bit. You know, I grab a little potato chip here and a little cheese twist there. You know what I mean? I don't grab no sodas and stuff, but I do go off the diet a little bit. But basically, I stay true to the diet. Now, if I want a burger or a sandwich or something, I got a whole freezer full of veggie burgers. I just veggie burger them up. I make some french fries and or some home fries and put it in my veggie burger if I want to go off the diet a little bit. But I'm still clocking on vegetables. But that doesn't help the age reduction process. You know what I'm saying? Now, once a day, at least once a day, this is what you have to do. Okay, listen close. This is what you have to do. There's 5 vegetables that I eat. All right? Broccoli. And you take notes. And you can Google this, what the ingredients are, find out what's in them, how much riboflavin, protein, vitamin, whatever, vitamin A, C, whatever you're getting out of these vegetables, Google it and find out what's in them. Find out how much of each item is in them. Make up a chart. Make up a chart. List the items and listen to the nutrients and minerals and bread that's in these 5 vegetables. List it up. Make up a chart. And you see how close you come to having all the nutrients and minerals you need, okay? The only thing that these 5 vegetables are lacking would be vitamin B4, okay? And vitamin B4, I don't think the body produces vitamin B4, so you have to eat something to get the vitamin B4, which is bran. So you have to get some kind of bran something in your system, okay? That's the only thing that you have to go outside of these 5 vegetables to get is the bran, okay? That's on brown rice, you know, because they scrape the bran off the rice to make the bran. You can make some bran cereal or something every now and then or eat that, you know, to make sure you get enough bran. Vitamin B4, that's it, okay? Now, you got broccoli. You got string beans. You got collard greens. The collard greens, and that collard, you look up what's in that collard green. I'm telling you, those are herbologists. And when they first came in from Africa, right? I'm talking about herbologists. They call them witch doctors, but they were herbologists. These guys studied for 25 years before they got their first patient, okay? So when you were on that plantation, you knew what you need to eat because the herbologist was telling you what to eat, right? Okay, so don't listen to when they talk about that witch doctor stuff because they had to go to the witch doctor to learn brain surgery, to learn heart surgery. You know, they were dying from C-sections. The Europeans were dying like crazy from C-sections until the witch doctors showed them how to do it. You know what I'm saying? I know they talk about the father medicine, what they call the father medicine, but we go back to Endotep. You go back and do some research on Endotep, okay? Anyway, how do we get off topic here? Well, I'm not off topic because I'm talking about health, but we're talking about the broccoli, the string beans, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, and green peas. Green peas is a legume, but I eat that legume every day, okay? So those are the 5 vegetables. One cup of those 5 vegetables cooked, right? Eat them all together, put all at the same time. If you if it's too much for you, now you can get into more than one meal a day. If it's too much for you, eat part now and part later. But you're getting all of the nutrients in the system at the same time so that the body can go to work, so that the body can go to work and make that perfect cell. That's what we're talking about. That's why you should be eating, all right? I'm eating to gain weight. I'm eating to lose weight. I'm eating to build muscle, okay? Well, I'm eating to get my bones straight. You know what I'm saying? But everything that you need is in those five vegetables. Now, you need to enhance the five vegetables a little bit based on your activity during the day, right? This is what I do. This is what I have in conjunction with the five vegetables. I make a mix. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, cantaloupe, honeydew melon, watermelon, bananas, peaches, pineapples, right? And then I make a mix of apple, orange, grape, and cranberry with lemon juice in it. I make that mix up, and I put a quarter cup of all those fruits in there and with a cup and a half of the mix, blend it together. I got a nice little smoothie, and boy, am I getting all the energy I need from those vegetables, okay? That's what I do in conjunction with the five vegetables. Now, here's the key. When you put those five vegetables in a pot, you got to season them because, vegetables taste like crap. That's why the kids don't like the vegetables, because the vegetables taste like crap. But the vegetables, right, when you put them in the pot, now the seasoning that you need, now you got to get your pen out again because you got to write the seasoning down. The seasons that you need, right, these are seasons that I use. Now, you can switch it up with other seasons too, but these are seasons that I use. I use turmeric, right? I use ginger, okay? I use rosemary seeds, okay? I use paprika. Now, paprika contains vitamin A. You need a little extra vitamin A because the five vegetables is a little bit lacking on what the FDA say that you need as far as vitamin A is concerned. So that's why I use the paprika. And vitamin B4, I get from sage. Sage has vitamin B4 in it. So I put sage in the food, right, as part of my season. You know, you have sage sausages because sage makes food taste pretty good. So once I put a little paprika in there, right, and then I put the I put oil, which is I use cold-pressed olive oil. Cold-pressed. Make sure you get the cold-pressed. That's better for you because when they cook, they get the oil out. It ain't as good. The cold-pressed olive oil is better for you, all right? It's a little more expensive, but it's better for you. Coconut oil. I use coconut oil. Now, when I put the coconut oil, I don't put the coconut oil to cook it. I use the olive oil when I cook the vegetables. After the vegetables cook, I put a tablespoon of coconut oil in the vegetables, okay? That coconut oil helps your thyroids, right? You find that you have trouble sleeping and other things that's going on wrong. A lot of times it's your thyroids. All right, and you constantly have a sore throat or coughing, thyroids. All right, that coconut oil helps your thyroids. Okay, the tablespoon of coconut oil mixed in with that helps your thyroids. Then I put in 2 capfuls of apple cider vinegar. Put that in a couple cups of water. Cook it down. I cook it down to get nice and tender. Take it out, and I rub it. Okay. Now if I get hungry after that, I want to take in a little snack or something, here comes my veggie burgers. See, that's when I lock onto my veggie burgers and make me a little juice mix with water and drink some water or some green tea or something with it, and I'm good to go for the entire day. All right? Now, if you eat one meal a day, that's fine, you know? But this is why you're eating. See, when you eat, but you have to eat all five of those vegetables at the same time, okay? So when you do that, eating them all at the same time, it also begins the age reduction process because my beard used to be solid gray, and it's starting to turn black now, okay? tank. I push myself pretty hard, so my muscles would be sore, I'd be tired. But I got to keep going because there's a lot of things I'm trying to do. You know, I'm trying to get back in shape with some other stuff, too. But I'm just 72 years old, so I got another, 128 years to go. My goal is 200, so I got another 128 years to go, okay? So I'm just getting started here, right? That's what I'm saying, you know. I'm just a baby, you know, just getting into this, end of this thing. But this is why you're supposed to be eating. You're supposed to be eating to create that perfect cell, and that's what's going on. So if you're not eating to create the perfect cell, then you got a real problem, okay? Now, I always add a little biblical thought because, you know, hey, I'm a Bible thumper. Like it or not, that's what I do, you know, because that Bible is actually a history book. That's what it is. They've taken the history book and they've hypnotized you with the stories in the book that you can't even see straight. You don't even know which way is up. And it's kind of crazy. But in the beginning, in Genesis, it said you were giving herbs and fruit bearing plants for meat. Okay? So that's what it said in Genesis. So they got us thinking that flesh is meat. See? Flesh is not meat. Meat is your vegetables and stuff. Every year some people say the meat of the potato, that's what they're talking about. The meat of the potato is vegetable. That's vegetable. The potato is a vegetable, right? But they say just enough to keep you asleep because they don't want to wake you up because vampires are waiting, sharpening their knives. We got a few more customers that we can chop up and get thousands of dollars. We're chopping them up, selling their parts, and they're paying us thousands of dollars to do it. Oh, man, it don't get any better than this. That's what I'm saying, you know? I feel like to remind you that if you have a comment, so if you want to say anything or ask a question, you can just press one on your phone, and that will let me know that you want to talk and that you have a comment, and you put your hand up, and I'll bring you in right away. I'll try not to let nobody wait, so I'll bring you in right away, you know? Okay. And also, I'd like to thank those who are here, because this is pretty much prime time, and the Eagles are over. You know, I can tell by some of the numbers that are here, some of the numbers that's not here, that I got a few Eagle fans on the line. You know, so I know some of these calls are missing because I think the Eagles are in the playoffs or something like that there. I'll be honest, I watched about 10 minutes of it myself before the show came on. Okay, I think the Eagles and the Bears. It's exciting. Now, I mean, I really seldom watch a whole game, okay? But that's what's going on. You need to reason out why you're eating what you're eating, because they have you on a three-meal-a-day diet, and the three-meal-a-day diet, you're getting parts in the morning, parts in the afternoon, and parts in the evening. Go try to make a cake by putting part of ingredients in the morning, a part of green in the afternoon, a part of green. You're going to have one sorry looking cake, I'm telling you. And that's what's happening with your cells. When you're eating three meals a day and the body's not getting everything that it needs at the time that you're eating, okay, then it becomes a problem, all right? Now, I'm just going to recap the ingredients that I put, the seasonings that I use, to enhance the vegetables with the proper nutrients that you're going to need, all right? So if you didn't write them down, you can get your pencil out. Make sure you get your pencil out. I'm going to write them again. Say them again for you so you make sure you get them down. The seasonings that I use, okay, I use turmeric, however you want to say it. I use ginger, okay? I use rosemary, okay? I use sage. Sage got that vitamin B4 in it. The vitamin B4, the body ain't producing it. So that's why I use sage, okay? I use paprika. Paprika got the vitamin A. Now, you can also use cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper got vitamin A in it, too. But cayenne pepper is hot. See, with me, it comes out the same way it goes in. So I kind of stay away from the cayenne pepper. But that's just me. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So So me and cayenne pepper do not get along. I don't eat nothing. I don't eat spicy food at all. So me and the cayenne pepper don't get along, okay? But the paprika and the cayenne pepper both are equal in vitamin A content. See what I'm saying? So you can use a little more paprika than you could cayenne pepper, because that cayenne pepper be smoking. I'm telling you, I got it. I had that one bottle for a couple of years because I very seldom use it. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at right there. Then I use cold pressed olive oil. Right? That's what I put in before I cook the food. Cold pressed olive oil. You're putting the stuff in for taste. You know, you're going to get enough. You're sprinkling it every day. You're going to get enough in your system every day because the stuff is pretty strong. Okay? And like I said, after you cook. And I use 2 capsules of balsamic, not balsamic, apple cider vinegar, okay? The mother with the mother in it and all that. You know, you can make it yourself if you want. But I use the apple cider vinegar, 2 capsules. And then after the food cook, right, for my thyroids, I take a tablespoon. I'm using a tablespoon right now just to make sure that I get my thyroids back up to speed. I use a tablespoon of coconut oil, and I mix it in. I don't cook the coconut oil. I just mix it in after the food gets done, okay? Now, if you need salt, sometimes I need the salt for taste. If you need salt, use sea salt. They got black sea salt and white sea salt. I never use the black sea salt, although I was offered it one time, and I forgot to take it with me. I left it where it was. I got to be more mindful. If you offer you something good, you got to remember to take it with you. I'm telling you. But you use the sea salt, and because sea salt is much better for you. The regular salt is detrimental to your health, 100% detrimental to your health. So those are the seasonings that I use. Okay, now you need to Google. See, here's what you need to do. Since you're eating, okay, for the right reason now. Okay, you're not eating to build your muscles. You're not eating to lose weight. You're not eating to gain weight. You're not eating to get your bones right. You're eating to make the perfect cells. And if the perfect cells are right, everything will be right because it will completely regenerate the entire body. And your weight will naturally come to where it's supposed to be. Now, you got to remember, if you think about the diet I'm talking about, if you follow what Dr. Sabian is telling you, the diet that I'm giving you is just about a mucusless diet. If you eat these 5 vegetables, you're not getting a whole lot of mucus in your system, okay? I ain't said nothing about no cereal and milk and cake and cookies. You can have a few cookies. See, you can have a few things. If you eat these 5 vegetables once a day, right, then you can have a few other things that you want to eat. Now, for those of you who are eating flesh, all right, if you're going to eat flesh, if you can't get around it, all right, eat flesh from a salad, right? Eat flesh from a salad. Now, remember, too much protein in the system will cause the body to create cancer to eat the protein. And what happens when it's eating the protein? Your body is protein, so it's going to eat that too. It's going to eat you along with the excess protein that you bring it in. Cancer is a protein derivative, so you've got to be careful with your eating. And if you're eating properly, you'll never get cancer. You never get all the diseases they're talking about, okay? Arthritis, thing in the past. All that stuff is a thing in the past. Now, under no circumstance, now I mentioned the brown rice because the bran, all right? If you're going to eat rice, eat rice. If you're going to eat beans, but don't eat them both together, okay? There's too much of a binder on the system for you to eat them both at the same time. And trust me, oh, man, your brother loves refried beans and rice, especially the way the Mexicans make it. Oh, my goodness, I can eat it all day, but when I get ready to go, see Mr. Stool, oh, man, I got to have a whole half a jar of produce or something. Because I'd be so clogged up, it ain't coming out, you know? And another thing that I never mentioned on the show, but I need to, is your stool. You need to look at your stool when you get done, okay? If your stool is not 18 inches long, you're constipated. Oh, man, why do you want to talk about crap? Well, we got to talk about that too, right? Okay. We got to talk about what's going in, and we need to talk about what's coming out, okay? If your stool is not 18 inches long, you're constipated. And constipation bring about headaches because the toxic gas goes back into the system and messes with your brain, okay? You have migraines and all kinds of headaches, and the doctor's giving you pills and everything, not telling you, not asking you about your stool. You know what I'm saying? I went about it. They not once asked me about my stool, you know? They asked me, is everything coming out okay, right? But they don't ask me how much is coming out. And that's very important. Now, why don't the doctors ask you how much is coming out? You see what I'm saying? It's just because they have you eating for the wrong reason. The reason I'm telling you to eat and the reason the doctor is telling you to eat is two different reasons of consuming your food, okay? Because the doctors will have you eating every day. Oh, yeah, one is good for you. Why would poison be good for you? Okay, why would any poison be good for you? Whether it's alcohol, liquor, wine, champagne. I only talk about champagne. It's so good. I heard, not Eddie Murphy, but I can't think of his name. But he talks about his champagne. Talking about how he Googles stuff to know that before he knows what he's putting in his temple. But he's talking about drinking champagne because he loves his temple. I'm saying. This is an oxymoron. Oxymoron. Yes, oxymoron. I'm not calling him a moron, but it's just amazing. Some of the things that people say, you know, makes you do like Arsenio Hall used to say, it makes you really stop and think about what's going on, okay? But it's time for the commercial. But we're here talking about health. And what I've been leaning in on for the last half hour is, why are you eating? That's the question you got to ask yourself. And we are not asking ourselves that question, okay? Now, remember, if you have a comment, you want to say something, just press 1. Put your hand up. I'll let you in at any time, okay? Went a little further here. It's time for the commercial. So we have, we'd like to make an announcement, though, that next week the president of the UNA will be our special guest. All right, so we have a question for him. The president's name is Michael Duncan. He's the president of the UNA. So next Sunday he's going to be our special guest. All right. Now, just remember, you can put your hand up at any time, and I'll bring you in right away. I don't let people wait to get in, because I know when you have a question, it's about what we're talking about right now. It's not about what we're going to be talking about 10 minutes or not, but we're talking about right now. So I will let you in if you put your hand up. So just raise your hand, let me know that you have a comment or something to say. And I really like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling me and let me know that I'm not here by myself. This is the Illingham Radio Show. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Philadelphia, PA. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to speak and give us a shout-out, and we'll definitely listen to you. If you have a show or something that you're doing where you can take a couple of minutes and talk about your show and give us some phone numbers and all that so people can contact you. And we talk the talk and we walk the walk, okay? And we know we're supposed to be supporting each other, so I do that. I put time aside to get people a shout out about what they're doing. So a lot of stuff is going out there. We need to know that there are other people out there that's trying to, as a friend of mine said, he's from, I see the numbers online now, as a friend of mine said, we need to be aware of what's going on out there, you know? And so we have a lot of people out there that's keeping us aware, keeping us abreast of things about what's going on, okay? Now, I have my gospel CD on the market. It's called Jesus is Coming, okay? And it's been out for a couple of years. I'm going to release another one soon. It's called Jesus is Coming. Now, you have to ask yourself, if Jesus is going to come, where is he going to come from? He's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. He's going to come from your sisters. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That jar you keep might just be the one to get us out of the mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Crisis Come, right? That's on, you can check them with, what is that? I can't think of the name of it. I should wrote it down on a commercial. Amazon. You can go on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's on CD. If you want to know more about the book on CD, just call 215-977-0777. You can find out about the book, Jesus, A Crisis Come, okay? But just remember, don't take our chance from us. Just to stop dumping them babies. And brothers, you got to step up. And sisters, they're supposed to be raising them babies by themselves, I'm telling you. So we don't know if we're going to get out of this mess that we're in. Our children's going to be the one to get us out of it, you know. But we got to make sure that we're setting the stage for them, because they're supposed to be standing on our shoulders. And if they stand on our shoulders and we're in the mud, they're going to be in trouble, you know what I mean? So we got to get ourselves up out of the mud, stand up straight, so our children can stand on our shoulders and get something done, okay? Like I said, don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Crisis Come. It's the song on paperback and CD. Well, I think we're about out of the paperback right now, but it's on a CD. I don't know if I'm going to do another release. But it's on a CD, and you can call TCCA, that's Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Christ and Allah. How can you mention Christ and Allah at the same time? One day we're going to talk about that. Right now we're talking about health. Okay. I had a couple of laughs in there. That was a two-hour conversation. Boy, I'm telling you. So, yeah, just call the number, 215-977-0777. And you can call the number from 9 to 5, and I will ask and address your comments, okay? I want to give, this is something new that I added because I just started this. I'm into the gold business. Yeah, I'm buying and selling gold. And I'm doing gold on the internet exchange. So if you want to know more about that, give me a call, 215-977-0777. And if you're tired of being a thousandaire, like I am, then it's time to start dealing with the precious metals, okay? And I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book When Rocks Cry Out. Now, I like this guy because he understands history. We got a lot of history guys out there that spit history out, but they don't really understand it. This guy does, and he got the proof to back up what he's saying. So if you get a chance, go to find a black bookstore, go get him a play. If you can't, go to Amazon and get his book, When Rocks Cry Out, by Horace Butler, okay? And I'd also like to give a shout-out for Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Brother Mac and Son. They come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. The call number is 319-527-6199. That's Brother Matt. He wants to make you aware of what the world is going on out there, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sun 752. He's on every morning. I think it's 9 a.m. I kind of have to change that. He comes out every morning at 9, and every Wednesday at 8 p.m., okay? His calling number is 319-427-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out also to Nikki Love's show. She's a spiritual advisor. She's pretty good, you know? She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. And now, if you want some spiritual advice, you want spiritual readings, she's one to go to on calendar. Her number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, which is Nikki Love Wunam. That's Nikki Love, W-N-O-M, Wunam.com. Well, you know, when people start waking up, their names start getting sound a little crazy to us because we've been raised by these Americans, you know. So all the our original names sound weird to us, but I'm glad to start hearing them, you know. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the UNIACL at 16th and Cecil B. Moore Avenue. That's an organization started by Marcus Messiah Garvey. Now, I'm going to say that a little different because most people don't know who he really was. I say Marcus the Messiah Garvey. Now, you just think about that for a minute. I might say it again before I leave. But most people don't think about that, who he really was, and they didn't really understand what he did. But he set up the largest black organization in the history of the country, period. Nobody has set nothing up as great, as large as he was since, okay? And they meet at 16th and 16th Morning in Philadelphia. on at 3 p.m. every Sunday. The call-in number is called Brother Kabir, okay, at 267-513-8789. And he will, ask him some questions, find out what's going on. He'll hip you to what's going on. We got chapters, UNA got chapters in every city, every state in the country, also every city. That's a whole lot of chapters. I don't know if we got that many chapters left now. But they got chapters in every state. So whatever state you're in, system, the global conversation, whatever state you're in, you can call in to Brother Kabir, and he has a list, and he can tell you where you can go in your state to check out what's going on with the UNA Mark Discovery. Now I have a special announcement, finally, all right, we got the president of the UNA, his name is Michael Duncan. He will be here next Sunday as our special guest. Oh, boy, I'm going to say that again. We got the president of the UNA, Mr. Michael Duncan, okay? He will be here next Sunday at 7 o'clock. So if you got questions, you want to know about the UNA and all that kind of stuff, now, the UNA members call. Don't get into personal UNA business. But if you got questions about the UNA and things about Marcus Garvey, Michael Duncan is the man to answer those questions to, okay? So that'll be next Sunday between 7 and 8. He will be here, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to RBG Industries. Now, he makes clothes and buttons and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just call Brother Diki at RBG Industries. And call the number 609-638-5828. Also, he's doing something special. See, because he's a Garveyite, and he's thinking along with Garvey's legacy of what Garvey's trying to do. He's buying land in Africa, okay? Setting up houses in Africa. He's trying to build. You see what I'm saying? So if you get a chance, you want to know about the projects that he's working on in Africa, give him a call. That number is 609-638-5828, and you ask for Brother Siddiqui, and he'll give you a little hint of what's going on, okay? Now, I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style in Philadelphia, and he has 6 CDs on the market, you know? So just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, okay? And you can call Thomas Thornton yourself. For more information at 267-259-4077. Me and him used to be in a band together. And we spent a lot of time together, me and him. So I get a chance to listen to CDs all the time. And it's really nice when you can listen to your friend doing something with his life or singing or whatever, you know. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers who have their CD on the market called Reflections. These brothers are good. I've been to see them because I go to church to listen to the music because I don't like clubs and all that. I feel if I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and these gospel bands are starting to get tight. I mean, they be jamming. Maybe I shouldn't say it like that because it's gospel or whatever, but I like the way they sound. So if you get a chance, check him out. His number is 215-47-1419. And like I said, I've seen these guys throw down, and they're really, really, really good. You need to check them out. Now, I'd also like to give out a shout-out to our residential naturopathic healers and doctors, okay? We got Dr. Paul, okay? His number is 215-779-7355. And we got Dr. Bill. His number is 61-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, I say that every week. I don't think nobody deserves to be sick. But give these guys a call if you're having problems or any kind of problems, you know. And they will really get you straightened out because these guys are pretty good. So don't worry. Just be healthy. Give these guys a call, okay? That's it for today. As far as a commercial wise, like I say, this Brother Elohim, we're here every Sunday from 7 to 8, okay? This week is about health. Now, remember, If you have a question or a comment, or if you have a business or a show or a church or whatever, and you want to give a shout out, you know, we don't charge no money for the shout out, so you can give a shout out and let the people know who you are and what's going on, okay? I see my brother on the line. I always give him a little special kudos, but because we started Legacy of a Nation together, and he's been doing a pretty good job of that thing. I'm going to open up his mic. I'm going to surprise him. He didn't put his hand up, but I'm going to open up his mic anyway. Brother Mac, are you there? Brother Mac, I got you on the air. Okay. So I guess he'll get with me in a minute. Okay, so his mic is open, so he can jump in whenever he feels like it. But he's on every Saturday. So he's on every Saturday. He'll be there. Okay, so if you want to find out more about Legacy of a Nation and how it got started and all that, you can give Brother Mac a call, okay? Hello? he's trying to get in here. Get in here and I read it, I guess. Okay. At any rate, if you have a comment or question, just hit one. And then let me know that you have your hand up and we can answer questions. Now, today's topic is health, all right? Now, the question that we're asking is, why are you eating? Okay, what are you eating for? Okay, now, all of the cells in the body, the stuff that you eat, the minerals and nutrients that you have, they work together. Okay, normally I read them off in the book, but today, this was a busy day. I barely made it to the broadcast, okay? Brother Mac, your mic is open. You can jump in whenever you're ready. I barely made it to the broadcast, okay? Unless something's wrong with you. I hold you for a minute here. Then you come. Okay. Here's something. Sound like somebody moaning in the background.
Yeah.
What's going on?
This is Brother Mac.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Yes, sir. Just thought you might like to give a little explanation about the show and what you talk about and all that. I told him I was going to surprise you and open up your mic. You didn't have your hand up. I said, let me jump in here. He might have been eating lunch or dinner or something while he was listening. But, okay, Brother Mac, let us know a little bit about your show, man. You still there? Something's wrong with the mic, I guess. Yeah, you're breaking up.
You're loud and clear on my end, but can you hear me?
I hear you good now, but you're breaking up. But I hear you good now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I had my microphone on, and that may have made the difference. If you can hear me now, then. But yeah, I've been trying to respond to your invitation, and you couldn't hear me. I wanted to say I remembered from last week you told us that you'd be on at 7, but I didn't get a notice pre-show, so there may be others who didn't either. But I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You might be right, but there's a few numbers that should be here that's not here, you know?
Yeah.
Because normally almost pretty full, you know? So maybe you're right.
I'm thinking you whatever happened, but I think you notice didn't go out, but you know, by the way of text, but I remembered but you're well into the show by the time I remembered, and here I am. Well, I'm Brother Mac, and my show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. And my show is Legacy of a Nation, and as you pointed out, you, Brother Elohim, established the show about 6 years ago, and you asked me to be your co-host, and 6 years later, I am the host, and I appreciate your contribution and your support over the years. And hope that it will continue, and it's encouraging to note that our shoes in many aspects parallel each other, in that we both are talking about health and politics and economics, and I try to avoid directly talking about religion of any kind, but it's hard not to. But that's the diversion in that you do talk about religion, and I'm glad that you do, because I learned a lot in hearing you talk about religion as if it's a current subject, and the reference to economics that you make when you told how Moses had made Egypt rich by recommending to the Pharaoh that they save half of the harvested crop during the good years, and then when the famine came that lasted 7 years, they had stores from 7 years before, and so Egypt was able to get through the famine unscathed, more or less, and that is just as current as it was historical, because you pointed out that if we would make the effort to live on half of our income and save the other half, you could almost reach any financial goal that you desire. But it's a tough thing. But again, if it was easy, it would have been done already. And I just want you to know that I appreciate that you have brought this to our attention, and at least it fell on one ear. So I'm probably not the only one, but I encourage you to keep saying it, because if somebody didn't hear it the first few times, they probably get it somewhere along the line. Now, Brother Elohim, when you're talking about health and eating one meal a day, my goodness.
Before you say that, I like to say it wasn't Moses, it was Joseph.
Moses, Joseph. Wait. Yes. All right. It's been. That's right. Joseph was the one who was sold into Egypt by his brothers.
Right.
And he actually became Pharaoh, didn't he? Or was he the advisor to Pharaoh?
He became the grand vizier, which is the economic head of the country. Which that's what the Rothschilds is to the queen right now. They're grand vizier, that's what they're called.
Yes, sir. I'm reminded of the story of the old country preacher who was telling about Jonah and the whale, and he was getting into the story, and he got into it so deep that he kind of forgot himself, and he said, "Yeah, brothers and sisters, Jonah ate the whale," and one of the parishioners stood up and said, "Excuse me, preacher, wasn't it that the whale ate Jonah?" And the preacher said, "Look, all I know is there was a whole lot of swallowing going on." somebody swallowed somebody. You're right in that it was Joseph. It's been a long time since I heard those stories, but they're on my hard drive, because I was exposed to them from childhood, and you're causing me to periodically review them. But anyhow, the principle is as pertinent today as it was then. Is you know that was the point that that I wanted to solidify. It's just as important to save half of your income today as it was for Joseph to have advised the Pharaoh to save half of the crops 2,000 years ago or more.
Genesis, because it's the eating, when they said that all the herbs and fruit bearing plants were given to you for meat, that's good.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Just as good as it is now, you know, because we shouldn't be eating flesh. See, we eating,
yes,
they
sir.
Got us eating flesh thinking it's meat, but the herbs and
yes.
vegetables, that's our meat.
Yeah, that too is a very good point that you clarify, because we modern day Christians look at meat as being flesh, and you're accurately pointing out that that's not the case, that meat is meat, and flesh is flesh, and the two are not the same. But we've sort of merged the two, so that when we speak of meat, we think we're speaking primarily of flesh, because the term meat in reference to vegetables has sort of fallen out of use. Would you say that's correct? It isn't commonly used in that sense anymore.
Right. They've made meat synonymous with flesh, and it's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And they do that to trick us up, because that vampire is waiting with his eyes.
Hey, how about
that?
Yes, sir.
We help that vampire get in there with his little knife. He's sharpening his knife. More blood.
You struck a chord when you mentioned the headaches, migraines that come from our being constipated, because we're reabsorbing the poisons and the gases that we should be expelling out in our bowel movement, and
right.
when the bowels are not moving correctly, then those poisons and those gases stay in the system long enough to be reabsorbed and cause all kinds of problems, but especially headaches and bad breath. It's fantastic that you're pointing these things out, because it seems like it might be so simple that everybody would know, but we don't know. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do they have bad breath or halitosis?
Yes. Yes. They have all that and more.
I gotta give you a pity because you got a bad case of halitosis, okay? So I can't do that right there.
Yeah. Well, some of us having no idea of what halitosis is might just say, yeah, right back at you.
Am I dying, doctor? You got some medication for me? And he starts shouting that. I got a whole lot for you.
I remember once during an interview, Muhammad Ali was told by, what was that lawyer's name that was always following him around in interview?
Lawyer and commentator, Howard Cosell.
Yeah, Howard Cosell said to Muhammad, he said, Muhammad, you seem very truculent. And Muhammad said, I don't know what that means, but if it's good, I'm it.
We almost out of time. We got about 20 seconds here, so, all right.
Thank you for the acknowledgement and for letting me just point out some of the things that have moved and inspired me, and I'm hoping that I'm certainly just one of many. Keep up the good work, big brother, and carry on. You'll need to take over your program and sign out. Much love.
Yeah, well, we talk the talk, and now it's time to walk the walk. We got to support each other and help each other out by mentioning, you know, make some time to mention about the good shows and then check out some of the shows that's going on out there so you know what the people are doing out there, you know. And so I think it's a good thing that we actually on the air trying to do something. You know, we're doing the best we can to get the information out, okay? This is Brother Raheem. We got about 15 seconds here. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8, okay? So give us a call. The call-in number is 513-453-9230. I'm looking right at the number, still said it wrong. So that's 513-453-9230. So give us a call. We'll be talking about Christmas. Okay? We'll see you next Sunday. Love you.
Much love. Over and out.